Thank you for coming today, Lara Manzanares, to our show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You brought here your guitar, and we are going to also to introduce to our listeners to some of all your non-traditional, but traditional instruments as well. We are with Lara Manzanares, and she has been a while ago in one of our shows, but I would really like to highlight is the fact that every time I listen to her voice, I know she is her. And her soul is there, and her poetry is there, and all her creativity is there. I want to highlight as well the fact that Lara Manzanares is not only, which is a lot just to say, a musician and singer, but she has many other talents, and she integrates her arts with visual arts, with textile arts, and more. Let's see what probably she has more things to tell us about that. But how about, and then we're going to let you know when is she and where is she going to play very soon. So Lara, how about the first delight our listeners with the song, just to squeeze you in the time you are here. What would you like to begin with?
I think I will begin, voy a empezar con una canción, una indita. It's a style of song, sort of, I guess, native to New Mexico. The term indita covers a lot of different things. Sometimes an indita was a song that was written by a captive woman back way back in the old days and written about her story. Other times indita can also refer to the kind of beat that a song has, that it sounds, you know, kind of like... different.
Yeah, I heard Cipriano Vigil doing that kind of more smooth, like, I'd say all the time he says he's going to play an indita expecting something sad, the tone and melancholic.
Yes, kind of melancholic. So there's the content of the song can vary some. There's a lot of things that can be inditas. So I'm going to play one called La Indita del Río Puerco, and this is a newer indita written by a few different people.
It's a collective effort.
Yes,
who
it
are
was
involved
a collective
in this
effort. So it was the lyrics were written by Shibana Coelho, and they were based on conversations that she had with Nazario Garcia about his time in the Rio Puerco Valley. And then the music was composed by Jordan Wax. And then in the recording of it, which is online and it's, you know, it's out there, Indita del Río Puerco, I'm singing the song, and Lon Piñon is playing the music behind me. So it was really a group effort and made up of many different kinds of New Mexicans. And that's what,
and
I,
also
that's what
generations
I love about it.
As well.
Yeah, different generations, different backgrounds, different, yeah, so... This is a short version of La Indita del Río Puerco.
Are you going to use your other instrument as well? In this song?
Not
yet. In this one. Okay.
Well, so this one requires me to use my hands. In the show where I'll be using this other one, there will be other things going on. So I have to play the guitar for this one. But I'll just give you a taste before I do the song. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So this thing that I have next to me here is called an umbrella swift. I looked up what the Spanish name for it would be, and I think it said vencejo, but I'm really not sure. I've never...
My mom used to do that, but I never saw this one.
Yeah. So this is used to kind of unwind the yarn from the skein that it's on. It's like in a big coil, and you put the coil onto this, and then vas desenrollando la lana para ponerlo en to put it on a bobbin so you can weave with it. So I'll just turn it for a minute so you can hear the sound. Thank you.
It sounds like a lot of work to me. And I'll actually, I can feel something very sad from that instrument. I don't know why.
So at the show on the 7th, this as well as a loom and a spinning wheel will be present, and we'll be talking in that manner throughout the show and at different points. So anyway, here's the song. La Indita del Río Puerco.
Hablo de la memoria del río en ese tiempo en el Río Puerco. Hablo de lo que queda del río en ese tiempo en el Río Puerco. Ya te digo, en ese tiempo el Río Puerco era una flor. Ya te digo, en ese tiempo el Río Puerco era una flor. Yo me acuerdo, aunque estaba muy chiquita, ay señor. Yo me acuerdo, aunque estaba muy chiquita, ay señor. Hana, yo, hana, hana, yo, hana, hana, yo, hana, hana, yo.
It gives a complete different background, that sound that you're bringing with this textile device that you are coming with. It's like the wind as well.
The wind?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's my feeling.
yeah, it has a little bit of that, I guess.
What's the story of this? I remember interviewing Nazario Garcia and his childhood in in that area of northern New Mexico, and in this case is a woman who is telling the story. What's the story of this woman?
Oh, this song?
Yeah.
Well, so here's what happened with this one is the words come from Nazario's conversations where he's telling about his memories of the place where he grew up. And so the lyrics were, yo me acuerdo aunque estaba chiquito. But then I was the singer. Entonces yo, I mean, con la historia la hice mía. Y de todos, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. I think that song speaks to a lot of memories and nostalgia and a very rooted connectedness to the land and a melancholy and sadness about the many ways in which we no longer live on the land like we used to.
And in the case, well, we want to highlight in this case, we were talking about Nazario Garcia, and Dr. Nazario Garcia is a writer, prolific writer, and from New Mexico, and I had the chance also to converse with him several times, and childhood in those places that are bringing back these memories is mm-hmm. sometimes also tells the stories of the good and the bad,
si.
The problems that mm-hmm. you were facing in that areas. Where you, let's remind our listeners where you were born.
Yo nací en Tierra María, en la clínica de Tierra María. Apenas había empezado la clínica, no hubo clínica antes. Tenían que manejar hasta Española, hasta Santa Fe. Y se estaba muriendo la gente porque no podían llegar a donde estaba un doctor. Entonces, en los 80s empezaron la clínica y ahí nací. Uh-huh.
Recuerdo que era una clínica de médicos descalzos.
Eso es lo que me dicen. That's what they told
Eso
me.
Lo que
cada vez que pregunto a mi mamá, oye, pues, porque todos mis amigos siempre dicen, oh, yo nací a las 7 de la mañana y yo, you know, I was 7 pounds, however many ounces, or you know, whatever, 6. Y le iba a preguntar a mi mamá, ¿a qué hora nací yo? Y, you know, how much did I weigh? And like, what was the story of my birth? And y siempre me dicen, well, you had a barefoot doctor. Que el doctor que estaba ahí le gustaba andar descalzo. Y ahí estaba delivering the baby, just, you know, barefoot. So that's kind of the story that went with my birth, as far as I know.
Well, it's a very interesting story, besides probably telling you what time and how were you when you were born. Mm-hmm. We are here today in Raíces Show with Lara Manzanares. She'll be playing very soon on Friday, March the 6th at 7:30 p.m. in the historic old San Isidro Church in Corrales, New Mexico. Also on Saturday, March the 7th. At 7:30 p.m., an evening with Lara Manzanares in the Outpost Performance Space, located in 210 Yale, Southeast Albuquerque, and more.
Yes.
We're going to highlight other shows as well.
Yes, también. Y el 6, on the 6th, I'll be opening for a really wonderful artist named Abby Gardner that day. So that day, it'll just be me and my guitar and, you know, and the audience. And I'm looking forward to hearing Abby as well. And then the next day, the 7th, at the Outpost, then I'll have a band. I'll have Jefferson Voorhees on drums with me. I'll have Jordan Wax playing a variety of instruments. And I'll have Justin Bransford on upright bass. And then I'll have the loom and the spinning wheel and some yarn. And
oh, are we going
opportunities
to
have some fun? Some opportunities.
I have many friends who would love to come and knit or also make the wool with you. And so, how do you? First time I met you, you had your textile side, your visual mm-hmm. art was on one side, mm-hmm. and you as a sound artist, what I could see mm-hmm. that was just a flash with you, and was on the other side. Mm-hmm. Now. You are preparing something on which you are bringing together both things. Can you tell me something about how did you begin with this textile art?
Ooh.
And then let's go to how are you integrating this
yeah.
very unique way of integrating music and textile art?
Well, the textile arts and weaving is very much a part of me. Back to the story of my birth. My parents were part of a group of people up in northern New Mexico who started a weaving shop called Tierra Wools, amongst other ventures. And my parents are sheep ranchers, and they provide the wool for the weaving shop. And Tierra Wools, it opened around the same time that I was born. And it's been going for, how old am I? I don't want to say how old I am, but
for many years.
It's been going for many years.
Not too many,
So I kind of was born with that shop, and I kind of grew up there. Nací entre telares, you know.
Ilana.
Ilana. Yeah, the smell of wool. I love the smell of raw wool. It's like just, And so I was always running around the shop as a little kid, and it was just very natural. These machines, they just seemed very normal to me. And then when I was about 8 years old, I guess my mom decided that I should get to work. And or maybe she saw that I liked arts. I don't know. But whatever the reason, me empezaron a enseñar cómo tejer en el telar.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting because it was my mom, but it was also the whole group of weavers. Entonces, la manera en que aprendí fue mirando y luego haciendo. No aprendí en una clase, no aprendí con el cerebro, sino con el cuerpo. Like if I would make a mistake, I would go call one of the other women that were weavers. And there was a couple
and
of
they
men
would fix
as
it.
Well. Yeah, and they would come and... And they would say, oh, okay, you need to do this and this. And I stop, you know, and then they'd leave. You know, there wasn't a lot of conceptual, you know, stuff like that. That didn't come till later, till I was an adult. And I started learning more about weaving that kind of just I was able to begin to build on the corporeal knowledge that I already had in my body for weaving. Yeah.
And your music and your poetry is in your body as well, as
sí.
Much as the
sí, también.
How do we intertwine?
It's interesting that you mentioned how when you met me, it was like two separate things. And that's probably because that's how it is on my website, because that's kind of how the world, así funciona. Like it's you people, well, maybe they don't, but we're led to believe that people want us to be one thing or another thing. And it's not like that. Just like this place, New Mexico, it's very complicated and very complex mix of cultures. And just like the place where I'm from, I am many things.
Yeah.
And weaving is a big part of me. And I've done it all my life, you know, when I have time. It's a part of me. And singing is as well. And the rhythms and the sounds and the little noises when you're weaving and creating something with your hands. I mean, I sing or hum while I'm weaving, as many people do. You know, that becomes part of it. For me, it doesn't. For me, it makes sense. Para mí tiene mucho sentido,
claro que sí.
Juntar las dos cosas, porque son both weaving and other crafts like that, and music, I think, have the ability to, when you're doing them, to help you reach a place of like meditation sort of, but in a making sort of way, to reach some place that maybe you can't reach other ways. So
it puts you there really, in the present time.
Mm-hmm.
Completely
makes
understand
you,
that.
Look at your surroundings in a new way and understand what's going on. And you have to pay attention to your instrument, do what you're doing, and weaving as well. You have to understand your loom and have a relationship with it, just like you would with a musical instrument, you know. So
keep the parrots in the mind still.
Someone else had said that the other
I call the parrots, other people think they call them monkeys.
Well, music
there are too many parrots in the mind.
La música y una cosa como tejer en un telar, estás trabajando con una estructura, con unas limitaciones, y luego creando dentro de esas limitaciones. And the same, like, you're using your creative brain and your mathematical brain kind of at the same time. And, you know, looking forward for long range, how is this going to unfold before me, whether it's music or a weaving, you know. So there's, I see a lot of similarities.
And, mm-hmm.
and when I was planning this show at the Outpost, I was trying to think, what can I do that's fun and that's very me that I haven't been able to do before? Because I had been playing at shows where you, like festivals, for example, which are great and wonderful, but you have to get on stage, play, y luego, pa fuera, you know, make room and just like keep going rolling. So at the Outpost, we were talking about what I could do for the show, and I said, oh, could I bring my loom?
And what did they say?
They said, oh, well, sure. Yeah. So I'm not sure if that's what they were expecting when they said, oh, you know what? Do whatever you'd like, something different maybe. And I said, can I bring a loom? And they were like, oh, well, okay.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Oh, it sounds great. And it gives a lot of like unique. The Outpost Performance Space is a great stage on which you can get you're close to the public and you can dialogue and have that kind of conversation.
Yes.
And which is great for this kind of integration of arts. How about sharing another song with our listeners, with or without the loom?
Sure, yeah, no, without the loom.
Come to my mind the name of that gadget, but anyway, in Spanish. But in the meantime, you prepare yourself. We remind our listeners that we are with Lara Manzanares today on Raíces Show, and she'll be playing on March the 6th at 7:30 p.m., opening an act for Abby Gardner and the historic old San Isidro Church, Corrales, New Mexico. And on Saturday, March the 7th at 7:30 p.m., an evening with Lara Manzanares and her loom, y su telar in the Outpost Performance Space 210 Yale Southeast Albuquerque. And then she'll also be playing on Sunday, March the 22nd, and more that we are going to inform to our listeners at the end of the show. How about, what would you like to share with our listeners?
I will share a song called Margaret's Dream.
You never played that song in Raíces, at least.
So. This is a song that I wrote in a room in a very, very old adobe house in El Rito, New Mexico. And I like this song because I think it captures another part of New Mexico. People come here from all over the world, and there are certain people who come here and just know, oh, this is where I belong, you know. And I grew up here, and I have roots in different, you know, populations, I guess you could say, of New Mexico. And I don't know, it's just nice to be in a place where people who live here are here because they want to be here. So this is kind of this song goes between dream and reality. And so,
and the title again?
The title is called Margaret's Dream. Okay.
Margaret is sleeping on the futon tonight. She's giving up her bedroom so the toucans can take flight. Circling the moon with a quetzaltail on fire. No tender returns in a snowstorm of desire. 2 hours past midnight and one more to the state line. The road over the pass is steep and frozen in time. She says, I know just where I'm going, and that's where I'm supposed to be. Far away from Cleveland and the arms that won't hold me. Do you go? fly to can fly to El Rito. La da 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 da. The adobe house was waiting with her heartbeats in the walls. Safe place to land and begin to make some calls. She says sometimes it can be rough living out here all alone, but helping hands ain't hard to find. I'm never on my own. The Sunday morning sun shines on the faithful saying mass in a corridor of canyons where the ancient ones still pass. The light of El Farolito lets you know you'll be there soon, where the rustling of feathers echoes in a magic room. And ooh, here we go. Fly to can fly.
El Rito. I'm sure there are some people there listening to you very, very attentively. We are here on Raíces Show this afternoon with Lara Manzanares and her way of integrating, blending arts that usually are thought like separated, but in this case, she's is the embodiment, if there is a word for that, of this integration between textile art, visual art, and music. Let's have a short announcement, and we'll be back.
This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM HD Albuquerque Santa Fe, a public service of the University of New Mexico. Also broadcasting on KRRT Arroyo Seco, KRRE Las Vegas, KRAR Española, and KBOM Socorro. With translators K220EM Nagizi, K220AV Taos, K213ET Eagle Nest, and K216CU Cuba. Online at KUNM.org.
KUNM wants to highlight the power of community. This year, we partnered with Independent Vehicle Service and Roadrunner Food Bank to support great radio and our neighbors in need. This spring, when you give at a qualifying level, our community partner will give meals to Roadrunner Food Bank as part of your thank you gift. Look out for your KUNM mailer or visit KUNM.org to find out more about the spring partnership.
The sky.
this afternoon on Raíces Show, we are with Lara Manzanares, and you're listening to right now one of her the songs of her Land Baby CD. I think this one was the CD that you for which you won a New Mexican Award.
Yes.
Which was a New Mexican.
Just the New Mexico Music Awards.
Lara, I was thinking about this topic on which you are weaving or intertwining two arts that traditionally are separated, traditionally not. Maybe these days are separated.
The business
separates them.
Selling things.
Yes, to sell things. Them, yes, so no, each business makes his own money.
Yes.
But that's not how they were born. And I was thinking about colors. You are also you also work with photography. And what I have seen in your works of textile art, there is a lot of color as well. How the color comes to the music, and how do you feel that integration? Because there are particular colors that you choose as well in the works I could see online.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. No one has ever asked me that before.
I'm a visual artist as well.
Well, I mean, it might sound weird, but it all kind of comes down to vibration. I'd say visual vibration, sound vibration, the weaving, all of that stuff, and colors are part of that for me. And I don't know that I bring colors into my music on, you know, I don't say, oh, purple, I'm going to put purple in my song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain colors that, a couple of years ago, a friend of mine who was also a musician, his group had put out an album, and the album cover was like a very deep purple with an image on the front, an illustration. But the color of the album was like just a very deep purple background. And he had just put it out, and he was saying, oh, well, I don't know, maybe I should have made it black, you know, maybe I should. And I said, no, the purple is the base, because it's a cumbia group.
Oh.
And I was like, no, the purple is the el bajo, like, in the music, you know, it captures the depth and profundity of the music, I thought.
And
I
felt when you're painting, you're using it for those hues.
Yeah, for those too. And in my mind, when he said that, I thought black was, I don't know how I could describe the sound of black, but it was not.
It was not
like,
that.
I felt like, no, that was a good decision to go with that color. So there is a relation, but sometimes I don't realize it maybe until we actually talk about it.
Let's talk about this concert you're preparing. I know you have many projects ahead and many projects going on right now. Let's talk about this one that will be your next concert with these different twists you're giving to it at the Outpost Performance Space on March the 7th. Very close to the International Women's Day, we have to say that. And especially with this song you were highlighting, Indita. And what are you preparing for that? And let's give a hint, but not all the surprises.
Okay.
Or if you want to sing about it, just let whatever you want.
I'll just sing a little bit, very short.
Okay.
Let's see. Con la lana en las manos, con la lana en las manos, yo te tejo, vida mía, yo te tejo, vida mía, con la lana en las manos. Con la lana en las manos, yo te tejo, vida mía, Yo te dejo, vida mía, con la lana en las manos, con la lana en las manos. Yo te dejo, vida mía, yo te abrazo, vida mía. Yo te quiero, vida mía, yo te amo, vida mía.
Very powerful. Absolutely. Did you write it?
Yes, that's, I did.
Ah.
And that's, how can I say this? I guess that could be sort of a description of what will happen in the show.
Okay, that's it. It gives me words. More like, oh, I want to know more about it.
And the translation for people more or less is with the yarn or the wool in my hands, I'm weaving my life.
More or less, yes. And even more of that.
See,
yes, yes. Title. And I was trying to find a word for this device that it's making this particular sound when you are winning the wool. And this is a very, and the wool you brought is also a raw wool, as I can see. And it looks like to me.
Technically, no tiene color. It's not dyed. It's natural colored, but it's not raw either. The raw wool is when it just right comes off the sheep and it has all the grease in it and everything.
And that smell.
Yeah, and the smell. This one's been, you know, washed and carded and spun, but no tiene color. It doesn't have dye on it yet. So it's natural colored, but not raw, technically.
Yeah. Bueno, diríamos lana pura.
Sí.
Lana pura.
Lana pura de la Sierra de Nuevo México. I mean, there's a good chance, too. I always think it's kind of funny when I'm weaving, because the yarn comes from the sheep that our family raises, my parents raise. So sometimes when I'm weaving, I'm like, I wonder if I vaccinated this sheep. One time or something, you know what I mean?
Yes. So this is going to, you're going to include these sounds and all these devices as part of your work, isn't it?
Yes.
Along with the guitar and
interaction. And Jefferson Voorhees, who will be drumming with me, he's going to be participating with the sounds in some interesting ways as well. So I'm excited for that part. He's really fun to work with.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So we want to thank you for coming to our show and sharing your story and your work with us. And usually I am very happy that we can count on you as one of our musical treasures, New Mexican musical treasures. This is a land so rich, as you said, so diverse and so rich, and so many artists that we hope, I am very happy that many of them choose to live here and or come back to this place to enrich our community with your art. So I really thank you for doing that. Do you want to share something else with our listeners? And
another song, you mean?
Whatever you want.
Hmm.
Do you have another one? Or then?
I have
so many.
Tengo muchas. Maybe.
And then we'll tell our listeners again all your next shows.
Yeah, okay. I will sing I'm going to do something a little bit different. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Should I do this one?
You can think in the meantime. We are going to...
Yeah, let me decide.
You decide and... And we want to let our listeners know that Lara Manzanares, we are today on Raíces Show. She'll be performing on Friday, March the 6th at 7:30 p.m., opening an act for Abby Gardner in the historic old San Isidro Church, Corrales, New Mexico. On Saturday, March the 7th, 7:30 p.m., Lara Manzanares at the Outpost Performance Space, 210 Yale Southeast Albuquerque. Sunday, March the 22nd, in the Corrales Bistro Brewery with Rob Martinez and Lara Manzanares. And this will be oldest Spanish, Mexican, New Mexico. Oh, I forgot to ask you that. 4908 Corrales Road, New Mexico. On Friday, March the 27th at 7:30 p.m., there will be a performance in the Placitas, 7:30 p.m. You can go online and look for Lara Manzanares .com and see all her shows. And we're going to share something with our listeners, like to give a last taste of you.
sure. This is a kind of a new one. I guess it's called Como Será. And so we'll see. We'll give it a try.
¿Por qué no?
Okay. So, my apologies if I'm... This is kind of a new...
¿Cómo será cuando te veo? Vas a tener el mismo corte de cabello, hacia un lado, estilo Benito Juárez. Seguirás nadando en tus mismos mares. Cuando te encuentre, te miro solo o te veo entre la gente, aunque estés lejos, aún te siento. Tu risa, tu prisa, tu alma de artista, todo me llevo adentro, porque fuiste tú quien me enseñó a querer. Dejaste un hueco profundo hasta el fondo de mi ser. Tengo grabado el corazón con un patrón de diamantes. Sigues pisando fuerte en mis sueños sonambulantes. Valor de decirte que eres incomparable. Dices que estás impuesto a perder, aunque volaba yo de tus brazos, aún no te dejo de querer, porque fuiste tú quien me enseñó a querer. Dejaste un hueco profundo hasta el fondo de mi ser. Tengo grabado el corazón con un patrón de diamantes. Sigues pisando fuerte en mis sueños sonambulantes. Al verme tú, me vas a comprender. Tantas noches alejada de ti, me pasé muriendo de sed. Porque fuiste tú quien me enseñó a querer. Dejaste un hueco profundo hasta el fondo de mi ser. Tengo grabado el corazón con un patrón de diamantes. Sigues pisando fuerte en mis sueños son ambulantes.
Muchas gracias, Lara Manzanares, por compartir esta tarde con nosotros, con Raíces y con todos los oyentes de KUNM en el mundo, no solamente en Nuevo México.
De nada, es un placer.
Gracias. Uh-huh.